We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Omar Rabba. We learned, and right before this, there's two chiyuvim, there's possible v'chayiv chatos twice in the same Maisa Bia by a Nida. And the chiddush was that even though you did not know she was a Nida when he started the Bia, but since it was near her vest, so then a Talmud Chacham would be considered a shaygig because he knows he has to be careful, and he wasn't careful anyway because he thought he could make it. So therefore, he's chayv chatos. Usually you could have thought that's a oinus. And the chiddush of that Gemara was that because it was samach levesta, it's considered a shaygig, it is an isser to be ba'alah. And because of that isser, now becomes a, you shouldn't have done it. And now it becomes a shaygig, it's not a oinus anymore, and you're chayv chatos. And there's another halacha that prisha, being pirish be'ever chay, Be'evichai, it's considered chatas also. So Amar Rava, v'tavayu taninu, both of them are mishnayos. Knisa tanina and prisha tanina. Prisha tanina, that's an easy one, that's our mishnah. It says in our mishnah clearly, diktani, hoi mishamish in ma'atahira, v'amra loy nitmesi, he's mishamish in someone who's a tahira. And then she says she became tamay. U'pirish miyad, and he's pirish right away, chayiv. The loch is chayiv chatas. He has to really wait until the aver is mace. And then come out. Since he came out, be'evichai, therefore he is chayiv for the hana of the bia, and that's our mishnah. It says he's chayiv chatas for that. Kenisa, and that's if he's amazing, then there's chayiv for a bia of the raisa. It's only a shoygig. If you didn't know this halacha, they have to be pirish be'evimais. But in any case, we see here pirish be'yaris chayiv kenisa. Now, how do you know that kenisa is chayiv chatas? It says Tanina, we have a different Mishnah Maseches Nida. It says there, Nimtza al Shaloi, if after the Bia he wipes himself and finds on his Aver Dam, the Loch is Temeim, they're both Vade Tamik, which is definitely Dam Nida, but Chayavim the carbon, and the Chayav the carbon for this Bia. My lav, aren't we talking about Besomach Levesta Vaknisa? What are you Chayav Chatas for? So we're assuming, it must have been Somach Levesta, and here, he should not have been Baalah, and he was. Therefore, he's chayav chatos for the knisa. That's what we're assuming right now. That's pshat in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida. So it's a raya also that knisa. And again, that's already a chiddush that yichayev that is a chiyav prisha, and therefore it's considered a shaygeg and not a oinus by Baalah in such a case by Samach Levesta. So Rav Adar Amasda. No, it doesn't hold to this din of Samach Levesta. Only of Adar Bar Masda L'Rava, Lo'il Me'imalach, B'Shaloi Samach Levesta. Who said that Mishnah is talking about Samach Levesta and the Chiyuv is Alz the Knisa? Maybe we're talking about Shaloi Samach Levesta. And what's the Chiyuv there? The Chiyuv is the Aprisha, Bar Aprisha. That's what the Chiyuv is. And if you look at Tosfos, Dir Masda Lo'ilam, he says, small Tosfos, who didn't have much memory of Samach Levesta about Prisha? Rav Adar is arguing the whole idea of Samach Levesta. He's saying, who said the Chiyuv there is as Knisa? Maybe the Chiyuv there is on the Prisha. There is Parish Be'ei V'chai. V'chi Tema, if that's the case. So why would Rebbe make a Mishnah in two places with the same halacha? V'chi Tema Prisha Lomali. Why do Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who put together the Mishnayis, have to put another Mishnah in Nida about Prisha? Already have it here. V'chi Tema Prisha Lomali. Hatanalei, right, says in our Mishnah, Ha'itzuk Lashminon, the end of that Mishnah, the rest of that Mishnah says, Nimsa Shalah, if she finds them after Bia, Temeim Besafik, Uvturim in the carbon. Then we're not sure, maybe the dam came afterwards, so he is not Tamei Bevadai, and he's not Tamei Bevadai, why not? Because the halacha is that if he's Bail Anid, he becomes Tamei for 7 days. Now, if you're not sure, so then it's a suffix. So here we're not sure she was in need of a shas ma'isa. So first of all, tamei b'safik, that he's only talking b'safik. Uptumer nekarben, not bringing carbon either. We're not sure if there was a ma'isa bia with a need over here. Va'aydi the boy Mr. Nimtza Shaloi, tonam Nimtza Shaloi. But avada the chiyav is also prisha. So it's a big problem over here, like the Morrison ask. That the heck you learn that mishtum va prisha. We'll see in a second. So what are we saying? Just to get it clear, if we understand the Mars Kasha, we're saying the Mishnah Masechtas Nidra, it says, Nimtza Shaloi, which means they only found out that she's a Nidra afterwards. We're saying that the Chiyav is because of the Prisha. There's a Chiyav Shaygik with a Prisha. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Only if you know but me must look my slahu vish loy shamak levesta va prisha, and the chiv is on the prisha of a nimtza katani. It says it was found afterwards. Nimtza basachim mashba. Via prisha, mi karu kiparish le havale idea. The only way someone's chayiv on prisha is only if he knows she's tame. If he doesn't know she's tame until afterwards, there's no chiv on the prisha, it's oinus. There's no chiv, that's oinus. So what are you talking about? How can you learn the pshat over there is that the chiv is on the prisha? It says there that nimtza. And Taisa says there's another kasha you could ask even better. That he says that it says that Nimsa Shalah was the halacha Tmei and Misafik Tumra Karbon. What do you mean? If she was in the Tmei in the middle, so it's not a Safik of the Tama either. So it's a pellet to learn that talk about Nimsa there. And so that was Ravina's kasha on Rav Adda. Rav Adda tried to be Deuche the Mishnah. So he said, what are you talking? We can't be Deuche the Mishnah. Omle Rava, Tais Matakam Rabach. So Rabbi told Rav Adda, listen to what your Rebbe is saying, what Ravina is saying. That can't be by Prisha. It has to be by Knisa. On Malay, hey Chimotzes, how can I listen to my Rebbe? I have a Brisa that says, like me, the Tanya Allah, on that Brisa, in Masech, on that Mishnah Masech is needed, the Brisa says, Zui mitzvah sasesh v'ni yishchayav v'malaha. From Isa, and if you're learning that it's talking about the Prisha, mitzvah loisasahu. So he's asking a question like this, it says, I can't put it zetzah in beknisa because it says in that brisa of zu mitzvahs asay shavanida. That's the girsa that I have. The tanya la zu mitzvahs asay shavanida. Now where's the asay? The mitzvah asay is only on prisha. We'll see the gemara on my base. She nidasa love on prisha. On the knisa, that's a regular loisasa of anida loisikrav. It's a regular loisasa. So the brisa was telling me it's only on prisha. The tanya zu mitzvahs asay shavanida shkram la misa mitzvah loisasi. On Malay, so Rava said that wouldn't be gefela because you could always change the brisa a little. Eat tenisa, if you have his brisa, chosav a teni hachi, change a little bit, do a chsuri mechsura, write like this: zui mitzvahs loisasa shemnida shchayim alaha. And then if hoyim hasham shemata hayra, v'amalei netmeisi, the brisa would go further and say, but if he is being mashamish with a tahira and she says netmeisi upirish miyad chay, if he's parish miyad chay, zui mitzvahs say shemnida, that's mitzvahs say shemnida. I'll go on that. But of course, you can still learn. So, my son, Rava holds, it's a good, and Ravina also holds like that, it's a good raya from the Mishnah, Mesechus Nida, that we're talking about the Knisa, the Echayev Knisa. Ah, it's about Oinus also. Tari says, it was Samach Levesta, he did not know she became a Nida yet, but it was Samach Levesta. Now, Samach Levesta, you got to be careful. You're expecting her to become a Nida. So, therefore, you weren't careful, you're considered a Shaygig, and that's what we're referring to. There was Nimtza Al Shaloi afterwards, Yechayev Karbon, not for the Prisha, because the Prisha would have been Oinus. The Chayev Karbon is for the Knisa, and that's what Rava says, that's what Rava means when he says that both Knisa and Prisha are Mishnayis. Prisha is our Mishnah in Mesechus Shavuos, and Knisa is the Pshat in the Mishnah in Mesechus Nida. Omamar. I'm going to go now and analyze what is Pshat in our Mishnah. That says that Prisha is Chayiv. Omar, Pirish Miyad Chayiv. So, Hechi Rav, what should you do? What should a person do if he's an Oinus Taka and in the middle she becomes Tamei? So now it says, if Pirish Yichayiv, well, what should he do? Omar Rav Huna Mishrei de Rava, Noyetz Eser Tzapono Vekarka Ad Shiyomus Vetoivya. And that's good. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Noyetz Tzapono means Koloimar, Yamet Atzmei Beloy Disha Shiyomus Eifer. He should stay where he is in one place and not move until the Eivor dies, and then he's Pirish and there's no Hana, and therefore there's no Chiyah for that. And what exactly is Noyetz Tzeparnav mean? Rashi doesn't say Rashi just means it's just to hold the Yamar Atzmai. The Rambam says it means Noyetz Tzeparnav Raglov. You should dig in your toes. And Rashi and Soita is mashma up there by the story of Yosef that it means his fingers. But in either case, it means Yamin Atzmei Beloy Disha and stay one place until the Eiver is mace, and then that's good. That's a good thing to do. So Amar Rava, Shteita in this Memra and this Mishnah, Zaysamaris, Hamashamish mace by Raya's Potter. If someone's Mashamish with an Eiver that's not Bekishui, that's not hard, the halacha is that in such a case, he's potter. This can iser arayis. This can iser, no iser of erva. It's not called a bia. Why? Because the isak adayt chayiv. If mishamish meis is also an iser of bia, so how come I tie a potter? So why you potter if you wait and you perish? Tarek mishav onasu. He onasu ki pirish mi anami nifter. Onasu. Basically, Rava's question is like this: that if Meshamish Mace is considered a Bia, so basically what does it help on waiting until it dies? It's also Isser. Teretz is why part of that, because Oinus. So Pierce Miyad also is Oinus. It's not his fault that he became an Yiddish. He has to separate somehow. So what do you want? That's what Rav is right. So it must be very good shmak that Meshamish Mace is part of. So you have a way out. You have to wait. If you wait, then it's this can be a, and that's an option you could have done. And therefore, if you don't do that option, you chayiv a carbon. So that was a rubber's time. I'm gonna buy. No, you're wrong. Loyal him lochem mshamish meis barayis chayiv. Betz v'katayin mshamish meis barayis is chayiv. Oh, so you're asking me. So what does it help waiting? So v'hochem aytayin parto mshum donosu yoinus. V'hoda amriski pirus biad amay chayiv. So why you chayiv? It's also oinus. Same thing. They're both beers. Shahoyo lifres by normal etas appears by normal ruba. Comes Abaye with a chiddush. Abaye says, you're right, it's oinus. But if you take the bigger hana, that alone already is the isser. That's the isser. To have more hana is asr. If you stay in one place, there's no hana. So then, even though he holds the Meshamish Mace is a bia, but you're oinus on that. But if you make the bia with more hana, then there's no oinus on that, and that already is chayef for. So therefore, you have to wait until there's no hana. And then you'll be potal's oinus. But according to Abaye, Avada, Meshamish Mace, with an Aver Mace, is a bia. But it's less hana. If you do more hana, you chayv. So Abaye is a chiddush. Abaye's saying is that more hana, taking more hana, is considered more of an Isser Arayis, and then you'll be, that you have no oinus, you're going to be chayv for that. And but Rav holds no, that the difference is because if you wait to the Aver Mace, there's no bia at all. And that's why. It's not mutar, it's oinus. There's no, the het is not oinus. She sent it to Macy. You should have waited to Eva Mace, and then it wouldn't have been a bia at all. That's the way Rava learns in Gemara. So I'm like, Rabba Baruchan la Abayom, Im Kain, and like Tosfos learns, the Kash Dafka on Abaya, Im Kain, Matsinu Arucha Viktara Benida. We had in our Mishnah our idea of Arucha Viktara by Tumas Mikdash. That means that if someone comes to Tumas Mikdash, if he goes out the short way, then he's potter. Goes a long way, he's chayv. So you have the idea of a ruchan aksaro. Freik Rabba Bar Chanon, Tabaya, you also have a ruchan aksaro by neither now. You have a rucha. If you do a rucha, then you're potter. If you do the aksaro, you're chayv. So you have the idea of ruchan aksaro here also. The Mishnah said ruchan aksaro also. And the Torah speaks out, if you're Rabba, it's not a kasha. It's not a ruchan aksaro. It's a bia, not a bia. If you wait, it's not a ruchan aksaro. If you wait, it's not a bia at all. And if you go right there, it's a bia. Kunt abaya, both are bias. But there's a difference in nana. So there's a ruch of aksara. So Gemara's kashism came and seen a ruch of aksara benida and top on base, but not mikdash nan. We only have a mikdash. And again, you hear that kasha daf gonna buy it. Rav is not a kasha. Because Rav is not a ruch of aksara. A ruch is not a bia. And katsara is a bia. So it's not called ruch of aksara. It's not a bia. But here, it's like mikdash v'kadasha. They're both tumah. Just one is better than another one. Here, via abaya, it's better to do barucha than aksaro. So why didn't it say it? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, some of the girls, omalei, mishum deloy dummy arucha dacha. It's not dummy. You know why? It would be very confusing if you wrote arucha aksaro by nida because they're different. Arucha dacha by nida arucha is potter. That's like ksaro dahasam. That's the ptur by mikdash. And barucha dahasam, which is chayiv, is Ksara Dahach, which is Chayim. So the Ruch of Ksara are different, the opposites, therefore we didn't mix you up by saying Nida has a Ruch of Ksara also. So Akaponim, we were standing right now is they have Mechagis Rava and Abaya. When the Mishnah says Pirish Miyad, what is going on in the Mishnah? According to Rava, the reason why Pirish Miyad is Chayim is because if you wait to the Eber Mace, it wouldn't be a beer. And only do it on it. Stam. Because you have to wait. Because it's not a beer. Mashenke and Koin Abaya, the Ptur really in our Mishnah is oinus. It's based on oinus. The Fiabaya. The Ptur is based on oinus. Now, if Pirish Miyaz, Mo'ano, Yechayv. But even Mace is out oinus. That's an important idea. Learning, so it sounds like Abaya is learning our Mishnah about oinus. Mask of Lorav Hunabre, the Rav Nosin, Omiyam Abaya Onesu. Did Abaya ever say that our Mishnah is, how can you say the Mishnah is an oinus? So then it must be our Mishnah, if it's an oinus, means it wasn't Soma Chavesta. Once it's Soma Chavesta, it's not an oinus anymore. I'm a Mishnah Soma Chavesta, come read them. It's not Soma Chavesta. I have a Abaye Dama Chayev time. Didn't Abaye say on our Mishnah that you Chayev too? It's Pasma Chayev too. I'm a Soma Chavesta, Skinon. We learned in the Gemara before, on Dr. Zainab at the bottom, that Abaye says a Chayev time. What's the case of Chayev time? So he says, it's talking about Samach Levesta. So you chayiv on the knisa shagig because it shouldn't have been boil. And on the priest you chayiv also, ayat v'mezit. So it says, well, he wasn't a tam chacham that he didn't forget about the halacha of prisha. But the whole thing, chayiv time is based on that is talking about samach levesta. And now we're saying that Abai is saying is that it's oinus. It's oinus means that you no way to expect this. So it's a stira to Abai's. So one hand, Abai says that our mishnah is talking about oinus because he says that's why if you wait your potter, why? Because oinus. The other hand, we're saying it's not oinus. They were saying chayiv time. So what exactly is it's a stira in Abai? So to Gemara, kiyat mada Abaya ba'alma itmar. Abaya is not going, we said Chayav Shtayim, is not going on Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about, it was not Samach Levesta, it was an Oynis. And our Mishnah says that Pirish, now, even after he found out about this Oynis, you should have waited, and then Ad Hana, and he took more Hana, that's our Mishnah. It's not talking about Samach Levesta. Abaya is going by Alma, that if you're Samach Levesta, and someone's Ba in a Torah, and in Mishamish Matahira, Samach Levesta, and he was Shaygi, and he said he thought it could be Boil, and then she says, Netvesi, Yechayev 2. Yechayev 2. Now, Shaz, why Yechayev 2? Lechayra, it should be one Isser Shaygig there. In such a case, Lechayra, it should be one Isser. Because now we're saying, it sounds like a Fiabaya, that Yechayev Shtayim by Samach Levesta, the way Rashi learns at least, the Rashi learning is that by Samach Levesta, you be chayiv too. And chayiv, why chayiv too? There was no yedia in between, really. There was nothing he could have done. So usually, there's two bias means. Someone makes a bia, and then he finds that he made a mistake and makes another bia. Here, any way he would have came, Fia Bari Lachar now, that was saying that it was chayiv time in Samach Levesta, so it comes out. If you chayiv shtayim samach levesta, even if you pirish be'eva meis, you chayiv. You have that? Kiyav fi abai, even if you pirish be'eva meis, you chayiv. Because you don't have the oinus anymore. So in such a case, you have no choice. You have sure chayiv. So how can you chayiv too? It's one iser. So Rashi says, somehow, since you have the yediyah in between, you found that now in the meis in between, that's like the yediyah ha-mechalekes. That makes the yediyah ha-mechalekes, even though there's nothing he could do to stop it anymore. What? No, no, it's not oinus because he still shouldn't have started. It was started.
No,
makes no difference. There was this. That was this. That's not oinus. So Taisus argues on this. Taisus says that it's only one chiyuv. It can't be two chiyuvim. That's Taisus der Masal Alma. And he brings down Taisus when he brings down Rashi. There is Shekain Daita. The kivin the bala asamach levesta metchilo shagig b'shteim aknisa v'aprisho ukshomle netmesi avi yedia ben shigas knisa l'shigas prisho. Shashas prisha chashiva shakaga abish yidei v'shas prisha yachshav v'el nida gives it a knisa v'ala. That's Taisus explains Rashi, but Taisus argues and Taisus learns that Avada, in such a case you'll only be chayiv once. Just we're saying that Abaye can't be talking about a mishnah of Samach Levesta, and the case of chayiv shtayim is a case of tam chacham lezu v'loy lezu. You're just saying our mishnah cannot be talking about of Samach Levesta because Abaye said Pshat HaMishnah was Oynus. You could have said Pshat HaMishnah was because only Chayiv won. But since Abaye said Pshat HaMishnah was Oynusu, so therefore we know he can't be talking about Samach Levesta. That's how Tosfos learns his Pashat in the language problem. Al-Kaponim, so how we're coming out, Lamaisa, is just to repeat, we have Rav and Abaye, and Shalas B'Shamash Meis is Barai, it's called a Bia not, King Rav, it's not called a Bia, and that's why Dafka Perish Miyad is Chayiv. According to Abaya, they're both called a bia, but you're oinus on the Mishamish Meis, but Piris Miyadi took Mu'ana, you are Chayiv.